Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Tonight, I'm going to talk about how do you know when somebody is really interested in you or whether they're just contacting you for some other reason. It could be a number of different reasons they could be contacting you. They could be contacting you because they like you, but maybe they're not all into you. They could be contacting you because maybe they just like talking to you. Some people like talking to other people because they're looking for a therapist to talk to and they need somebody to talk to when they're bored, whether they're at their job or whether they have downtime. That's when you hear from these people. Some people contact you because maybe they want to use you for some kind of financial benefit. Maybe they feel you'll spend on them. Maybe they see your situation where you own a house or an apartment or you have your act together and they feel that it's a benefit to them in some ways. So tonight I'm really going to talk about how can you tell if somebody really likes you for you or whether somebody is just with you for other reasons, okay? So here's the thing. When somebody really likes you, I always tell people, you know, you really need to follow your gut. If your gut is telling you that everything feels good and the person is showing you attention, the person is making you a priority, then in most cases, they're interested in you. If they're making time to see you on a regular basis, if they're getting on the phone to talk to you, okay? If they're not doing these things and you're just hearing from them sporadically, there's your answer as well. See, you have to learn how to read between the lines. That's how you get to see what people are really about. You have to listen to the conversation that you have with them. You have to see what kind of conversation am I having with this person? Am I talking to this person and all they do is talk about themselves? Maybe they're very full of themselves. Or are they asking questions about me? Are they interested in my life? See, that's a key. That is a key. When somebody really likes you, they're going to want to know as much information about you as possible. They can't get enough of you. They're going to want to know all about your history. They're going to want to know about your kids if you have kids. They're going to ask you questions about your family. Ask you about your job, ask you about what you're interested in, where you want to go with your life. Okay, these are questions that people ask you that are interested in you for more than some other benefit, which, like I said, could be financial, it could be sex, it could be, you know, just having somebody to talk to, an ego boost. See, that's where a lot of the confusion is, because a lot of people think somebody contacts them because they're really interested in them, when in fact, they're not necessarily interested in you for what you're hoping that they're interested in you for. They're contacting you because you're filling some kind of void for them. Or they're contacting you and maybe they see you, but maybe they're not showing you enough to let you know that they're really interested, and you always feel this thirsty feeling like, why aren't they showing me more? Why aren't they making more of an effort? Why aren't they contacting me more? Why don't they seem excited when they see me? And that could be a number of different reasons. First of all, if you've been dating somebody a while, they get used to you and they get comfortable and they get to a point where they feel like, okay, you're always answering their calls, you're always around, and they feel that they don't have to work as hard. So that's another problem that happens with a lot of people. When you're always giving, 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 there's nothing for that person to have to work hard to attain because they've already got it. So that's when you may see a lack of interest on their part. They may not be showing you as much as you hoped they would be showing you. So you have to really look at the warning signs, the flags. You have to look at the conversation. You have to look at their pattern. You have to look and really analyze the person and see, what kind of person am I dealing with? And the other thing that you have to keep in mind is not everybody that says they want a relationship is capable of having a relationship. They, you know, a lot of people will come to you and say, oh yeah, that's what I want. I want the same things. I want a relationship and I want to be with somebody like you. But when it comes right down to it, they're not willing to make the compromise. They're not willing to make the sacrifice. They could be a person that's all self-absorbed. You know, everything is about them. Maybe they're a person that has been single a long time. They're set in their ways. This happens a lot. And then you meet them and they say, yeah, you know, I've been looking for somebody like you. I'm looking for a relationship with you and everything like that. But then you see signs that this person is so used to doing for themselves that they don't know what it is to think of the we scenario instead of the me scenario, because they've always had to live, or they've lived for a while, thinking about themselves. You know, you want somebody, that's another indicator as to whether somebody's really interested in you. They will be thinking about future plans with you, doing things in the future, you know, going on trips, doing things, you know, planning dates and making time to see you, thinking about long term, where they want to live. Do they want to move one day? Are they, if they're thinking about moving, are they thinking about including you in that move? Or are they just thinking for themselves and saying, well, you know, I'm going to be moving, you know, to the West Coast or something like that, and that's my plans. And there's no reference to, you know, you coming along or anything like that. These are all indicators as to where somebody's head's at, what they're, how they think of you. Are they including you in their future plans? But that's after you've been dating somebody a while and you, you know, would talk about something like that. But we're just talking about, you know, there's so much confusion when people are dating somebody and they're getting to know somebody, and they get a little bit, you know, it's almost like breadcrumbing. They give you a little bit of attention, but they're not giving you as much as you would hope they would, because everybody wants to feel like somebody's enamored of them and wants them, but this person is just giving you enough to keep you around. So you have to really, you know, you have to communicate with that person without coming off desperate and just see what that person, you know, what their goals are. You have to look at their pattern. Because like I said, people make time for who they want to make time for. Anybody that throws out excuses to you and says, oh, I'm so busy, my schedule, sorry, I haven't called you in a week, those are all BS excuses. Because if somebody really likes you, they will find a way to contact you and contact you on a regular basis. Indicator number one, they will not keep you in the dark. They will not ghost on you. People that are really interested in you will not ghost on you. Now, somebody may do that initially when they're dating somebody because they could be testing you to see if they could get away with that. You know, if you're going to still take the call from them after they were supposed to call you a particular evening and they just kind of like they were nowhere to be found, they didn't follow up. You know, you have to look at somebody if they're responsible. If somebody says they're going to call, they should call unless they have a legitimate excuse for not calling. But when somebody really likes you, they will call. And if you're dealing with somebody who's always got excuses, then that person is not that interested in you, okay? So just keep that in mind. The other thing is, when you're trying to figure out if somebody's really interested in you and it's for something, you know, long term, look at their track record. What is their track record? Have they been in long-term relationships with other people and have never committed to those people? This could be their pattern. They may just be one of these people that may be in a relationship with you. They don't see a long-term future, but they could be in a relationship with you and not be looking to commit to you, because generally they can't commit to anybody because maybe they're very picky. And they always find flaws in somebody, and they go out with somebody a couple of years, and then they say to themselves, you know what? I'm tired of this person. I want to move on to the next. So somebody's pattern really tells you what they're about. And the other thing is, somebody has to take a general interest in you. They have to be interested in you. They can't just, you know, hit you up and contact you and just be like, good morning, good night, how's your day? Be very generalized, not ask you ever other things about you. If they're just going through the motions and you feel like, you know, they're really not engaging in conversation, then they're really not interested. Trust your gut. This is one thing that I have to tell you. You have to trust your gut. If you're feeling that that person that you're with is not really all in, then most of the time they're not. Their head is somewhere else. Their interest is not completely on you, and their interest could be in other places. Maybe it could be their job, if it's a very demanding position. Maybe it could be because they're talking to other people. And most of the time, in the very beginning, people do talk to other people. They're not going to tell you that. They may tell you that they're just talking to you. But believe me when I tell you, most of them are talking to other people. And why? Because they can. They can. They're not going to cut themselves off. And also, the other thing is, there, a lot of people are afraid of getting hurt, so they don't know if you're talking to other people. A lot of people don't have trust today because they feel with social media, people are always creeping around talking to other people, especially in the beginning. So they're going to do the same thing. So that's how you have to see how much interest are they giving you? How much are they giving you? How much conversation are they giving you? How much are they asking you questions about you? Are they going out of their way to see you? Or did they just go out of their way to see you that one time? All right. And then maybe they backed off a little bit. They still contacted you, but they backed off. If they're not consistent in contacting you, that is a big red flag. If they're not consistent in coming to see you on a regular basis, that is a big red flag. When you do see them, how are they with you? Are they on their phone the whole time? Are you sitting in a room with them where they're on their phone and maybe they're going through Facebook posts and reading all the posts when they're spending time with you, when your time should be together and talking and getting to know each other? Notice what they do when they're in your company. Are they interested in your conversation, or are they just yesing you and basically, you know, showing you they're with you in body, but they're not necessarily all there mentally with you? So you have to pick up on the little signs. But I just wanted to touch upon this because a lot of people go through this. A lot of people start to date somebody and they come on strong in the beginning. They always come on strong in the beginning. That's when you're something new and exciting. And that's when their hunger is the most, when they really want you in the very beginning. And then you start to see their interest starts to, you know, diminish a little bit. And it could be diminishing for a couple of reasons. Like I said, it could be diminishing because they're getting comfortable with you. They feel, you know, anytime they contact you, boom, you're right there to pick up that call. It's becoming too routine for them. And maybe they're that kind of person that, you know, they get bored very quickly. They're always looking for something new. If you're dealing with somebody like that, trust and believe, you're not going to go very far with somebody like that. If you're dealing with somebody that gets bored very easily, That is somebody that generally is always going to be looking for something new. And it's not, it has nothing to do with you, okay? Or there's a problem with you. It may just be that this person is set in their ways. They're used to being single, or they're used to, you know, being a player or whatever it could be, that it's very hard for them to set into a routine with one person because they don't know what it is. Like I said, not everybody can be in a healthy relationship because basically they don't want to make that complete commitment to one person. They want to leave their options open, but they want to keep you around. And the problem is a lot of people are not honest about it. A lot of people won't come up to you and say, well, you know, I really like you, but, you know, I'm dating right now and I'm talking to other people. I mean, let's get real. How many people out there that you meet out there in the dating world are going to come to you and say, yeah, I'm dating other people. You know, I want to date you. I want to see how it goes and everything like that. But I do talk to other people. Most of them won't tell you that. Most of them won't tell you that, okay? Most of them will say, no, I want to get to know you, and my focus is completely on you. And in a lot of cases, that is a flat out lie, and they're talking to other people. So just be cautious of that and understand that it's not what comes out of their mouth, it's how they treat you, how much attention, how much they contact you, how much they want to see you, what kind of conversation that they have with you, whether they really are, what is their general character? Are they somebody that could be in a healthy relationship? Is their past history somebody that was in good relationships, but maybe it went sour for whatever reason? Maybe the person they were with wasn't compatible with them, which happens all the time. Or are they just somebody just saying whatever just to keep you around and keep you around for a particular benefit? See, I had a good friend of mine who went through this. She didn't get it. She would say all the time, like, I don't understand it. You know, he contacts me all the time, but he makes excuses about trying to see me. And it's been 4 weeks and he's a local person, lives locally near her in New York City, and he always had an excuse. And I said, well, number one, you have to be careful because he may have somebody and he's keeping you around. That could be number one. And number two, he's just not that interested. He's keeping you around for when it's convenient for him to see you. But he likes the attention. He likes talking to you. He likes knowing that you're there. And he likes knowing that that option is there if he chooses to contact you and say, hey, can you get together? But if he's not contacting you to get together, you can trust and believe he's contacting somebody else, all right? Because he's not sitting there by himself. That, believe me, I would bet on. But I'm just touching upon little things that you need to look for as to whether somebody is truly interested in you for the reasons that you want them to be interested in you. And then there's the other case scenario, which is very prevalent all over with the dating apps, is people, you know, try to fool you. They try to manipulate you for sexual reasons. They tell you, oh, no, I'm not here looking for a hookup. You know, a lot of women, they get on the sites and they say, well, I'm letting you know right now, I'm not looking for hookups. And then the other response is, well, I'm not here for that either. I'm looking for a relationship. Now, they could be telling you the truth, or they could just be saying that and be trying to play a game with you. And the only way you're going to know is to make them wait, take your time, make sure they get on the phone with you, make sure they have conversation, see if they really are interested in getting to know you. That's the only way you could tell if somebody is real. If they're rushing you and they don't know anything about, oh, I got to meet you, I got to meet you. Well, number one, you have the COVID-19 situation going on. So you don't just want to take a risk to go meet somebody without knowing whether they're worth the risk. So you want to make sure that you have, you know, conversations with this person, at least 5 to 10 phone conversations with this person. And most of these people that aren't really interested in you will not be able to do it. They may contact you once. They may contact you twice. They may contact you three times to get on the phone. But then they get impatient and they say, well, I want to meet you. I want to meet you. You want to meet me? Then we could do a virtual chat, okay? And if they have a problem with that, you know, where it, right away they want to meet you without really putting in the work to talk to you and see if, you know, anything about you, if they're not taking an interest in anything about you except for your physical appearance, if they're bringing up anything about sex or sexuality right off the bat, there is your red flag as to where their head is and what they're looking for. So you just have to be cautious of that. If you're not looking for a hookup or a friends with benefits situation, if somebody brings up sex right away, what they're doing is they're testing you. They're seeing how receptive you are to their conversation. And if you engage in it and you laugh about it and you join in and open up about it, they're going to think that you are somebody that they can hook up with very easily in most cases. Okay? So you have to really be in tune to things, you guys. You have to really listen when people talk. You have to let them do a lot of the talking so that you know what they're about. You have to ask a lot of questions and see, you know, people reveal who they are. If you're a really sharp person, if you're a really intelligent person and kind of a street smart type of person, if you are having a conversation with somebody, there is so much information you could pick up about that person. It's almost like when detectives interview somebody for a crime and they take them into a room and they ask them the question and they ask them the question a couple of different ways. And they're able to analyze and know exactly whether that person is lying or whether that person is sincere and telling them the truth. And this is what people do to get to know somebody. That's the only way to get to know somebody is through conversation, plenty of conversations. So I just wanted to give you a couple of red flags to look for. And when it's right and when somebody is really interested in you, they are going to try to make you happy. They are not going to want to step on your toes. They are not going to want to see you upset. They will go out of their way to do something nice for you when somebody is really interested in you. They may take extra effort in planning out a date. They may bring you something if you're sick, you know, ask you if you need something from the store. If you've had a bad day, they will be concerned. Why are you upset? They will try to offer you some kind of help or advice, you know, so that, you know, if you have a problem and you're talking to them about it, they will be concerned. That is somebody that is interested in you as a person. So keep that in mind. And if you start to see flaky behavior, then you're dealing with a flake, all right? Period, dot, end of story. If you're seeing somebody that's only texting you, you know, once every couple days or once every 2 weeks, that is somebody that will waste your time. So if you're not looking for anything more than just a friendship with that person, don't even bother. And I always say, don't waste your time with the wrong people. Time is precious. That is a piece of your life, and you do not want to wake up one day and look back on your life and say, wow, I wasted some good years of my life with the wrong person. So this is why you got to screen these people. These are things that they don't even teach you in school, okay, which they should, because there'd probably be there'd be fewer divorces if people knew certain kind of things to watch out for in people. So I hope this helps you. And if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day. I want to tell you guys about a great book that I highly recommend. It's a book called Are You the One for Me by Barbara DeAngelis. Barbara DeAngelis is a New York Times best-selling author. She's got a lot of books, you guys, on Amazon, and you can listen to it free through Audible's 30-day trial. 30-day free trial. It doesn't cost you anything. And in her book, she talks about, you know, if you're married and you're wondering if you could be happier, if you're single and wondering how to avoid another wrong partner, or you're wondering if the person you're with is the one for you, this book is so spot on. I got this book years ago. A friend recommended it to me because let's face it, when we're growing up, nobody tells us these things, right? So we learn through years of experience, and this book sums up so much and is so relevant to relationships and getting to know what somebody is about, how to avoid making the mistakes that we make, the six essential qualities to look for in a mate, how to spot fatal flaws in a partner, how to create that sexual chemistry you want. So go to Audible and you can look, you can go to my link, which is tinyurl.com/askyaznow, okay? And you have 30 days to get a free audiobook. You can cancel anytime. And on top of that, you guys, there's other books on there too. There's other books that she's written, like What Women Want Men to Know, The Secrets About Men Every Woman Should Know. So go to the link tinyurl.com/askyaznow and get your free trial membership.